Sergeant Dietrich, just made some coffee. Care for some?
No, thanks.
Everything going okay?
Fine.
Glad to hear it.
Listen, Levitt, I understand what you're going through.
Yeah?
I know how difficult it is being a new man, the outsider.
Is a little uncomfortable at times?
It's one of the worst sensations there is. That feeling that you don't really belong, that you're not really part of the group, that everyone else is looking at you thinking, who's he? What the hell's he doing here? Where does he come off trying to be one of us? Don't let it get to you.
Thanks.
Hey,
huh?
It's my cup.
Sorry.
Get it.
I want my husband arrested.
Okay.
You mean you'll do it?
Oh, no, ma'am. I was merely acknowledging your right to make the request. Would you like to have a seat right over here, please?
Hold your hoe, it's not in yet.
No, sir. Fresh coffee, sir?
Yeah, thank you, Levitt. What's Harris got?
Domestic dispute, I believe.
Oh.
The wife.
Levitt, that hot coffee's gonna burn right through that wax. Why don't you use a mug?
In time, sir.
Good morning, Sergeant.
Hey, Barn.
You look wonderful.
Oh, I've been up all night.
Borgia, we have discussed at length many times the need to keep a proper balance between your job here and the more romantic aspects of your life.
Wasn't all that.
What else will you do?
It's kind of hard to explain.
Try. We'd appreciate the effort.
Yeah. Okay, it's just something I saw.
Something you saw?
Yeah, out on Staten Island.
Something you saw on Staten Island?
Yeah. Well, not exactly on Staten Island, more like all over it.
Wojo, what did you see?
Not sure.
You're not sure, but it kept you up all night?
Yeah, well, you know, of course it did. Thinking about it.
Wojo, what is it you saw?
Some kind of spaceship.
Wojo, you wanna talk in my office?
Yeah, good.
You gentlemen have important work to do, I trust.
I left her house about 4 a.m. Because I knew that I had to go to work in the morning.
Very conscientious.
Okay, I was driving along just before you get to the bridge. All of a sudden, I heard this strange sound. Bumpity, bumpity, bumpity.
Spaceship?
No, no, my tire. I must have run over a nail or something. I don't know.
Mojo, please get on with this.
All right, yeah. So I pulled over to the side of the road. Then I got out and started to change the tire. And I saw it. These red and blue lights. Just over a field, about a quarter of a mile away.
That could have been anything, Mojo. Could have been the bridge. It could have been a reflection on the water. It could have been a television tower.
That's what I figured. But, you know, it was real foggy. I couldn't tell for sure, so I walked over to take a closer look.
And?
They were on this thing. It was just hovering over the ground. I mean, it was, about 15 feet across. And it was kind of silver metal color. And it was shaped like a...
saucer.
Cigar. And I started to move in a little closer, and it just sort of slipped away. And I started to move a little closer, and it slipped away. And it just disappeared in the fog.
That's it?
That's it.
And last year, he started reading these funny magazines. Fortune, Business Week, U.S. News and World Report.
Oh, that's quite disturbing.
Oh, it made him crazy. I mean, the first thing he did was take out all our money out of the savings account. Then he sold our car. Then he sold our house. Do you know what he bought with all of this money?
Not offhand.
Gold.
Gold? You mean...
I mean gold, 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 gold coins, ingots, bars. I mean, he has them all heaped in a small little heaps all over this little room. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Could I get you a cup of coffee or tea?
What I want is some help.
Ma'am, you'll find that I'm a lot more help after I've had my tea.
Interesting case.
No, not really. Just a husband gone a little bananas.
Actually, what he's doing, though it's bizarre, is conceptually valid.
Yeah.
Many economists are saying gold will be the only thing of real value after the international monetary collapse.
Say again.
When the world economy collapses in the next year or so.
Might have mentioned that to me.
Oh, yeah, it's inevitable. Worldwide hyperinflation, collapse of many foreign currencies, epidemic of corporate bankruptcies, the plummeting of the dollar. Anybody without any valued intrinsic assets is going to be in a pretty grim situation.
Oh, well, then, I'm not wholly unprepared for such eventualities. I just happen to be compiling a rather extensive investment portfolio.
Oh, what do you got?
Oh, blue chip stocks, AAA bonds.
No, I don't know.
Something wrong with that?
Yeah, well, what you got is just paper. Most economists say that's going to be worthless.
So, what would you suggest, huh, Dietrich?
You got any gold?
Yeah. Cufflinks.
Keep a sense of humor about it.
Look, man, you are my broker. You're supposed to be watching out for my interest. Yeah, so, how come you got me sitting on a bunch of fancy paper that's going to be worth zilch in a year from now?
What are you looking at, Levitt?
Oh, nothing, nothing. I was just watching to see if the bathroom was free.
Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, no, no, no. I was just for future reference.
So I want you to start unloading some of those blue chip stocks now. Hey, man, look, don't give me none of that bear market junk. Hey, if you wasn't so hot for your commissions, maybe you wouldn't have put all that junk down my throat in the first place. Listen, how would you like it if I come over to... hello? I may just sue that sucker.
He's probably sold my clothes by now. Can't we do something?
What's the problem?
It's her husband. She says that he's begun acting erratically.
Erratically? He's gone crazy.
Well, ma'am, that's just a matter of opinion.
Tell him. Go on, tell him what he's done.
Well, apparently, Barn, it seems that he's begun converting the bulk of their assets and property into gold.
He sold our bedroom set last month. Do you know what it does to a marriage sleeping in twin cots?
Well, I sympathize, ma'am, but I'm not certain that any law has been broken.
Oh, really? What about that?
Oh, Barney, Mr. Brower forged her name on a number of the bond receipts before he sold them.
Well...
Well, what?
All right, you and Levitt, find Brower and bring him into question.
Hey, Barn. I'd like to have a little chat with him myself.
Barn. Look, Dietrich did some checking, and nobody else saw anything, why don't we just let it ride? I mean, this would be more trouble than it's worth, don't you think?
Good idea.
Captain Wayne Dimerly, U.S. Air Force.
Hey.
We received a report this morning of an alleged UFO sighting.
Yeah, I called the Air Force.
Really?
I must have forgot to
you
tell
you. You must have forgot to tell me.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm Captain Dimerly.
Captain, I'm Captain Miller.
I'm looking for a Sergeant Wojowitz.
That's Wojohowitz.
Roger.
Roger.
Could we talk someplace a little less busy?
You can use my office.
Thank you.
We talk in there. So then I tried to get closer to it, and it just sort of floated off into the fog. That's it.
Oh, that was a very vivid narrative.
So what do we do now?
Well, you see, there are approximately 2,500 reported sightings of UFOs every year. Oh. And our job is to try and properly classify them.
That's what?
Well, we've found that most of these sightings fit into one of four basic categories. There are those sightings subsequently discovered to be man-made objects, natural or otherwise explainable physical phenomena.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then there are those sightings which at present there is no explanation for.
Yeah.
Then there are those which... Well, they're discovered to be hoaxes.
Uh-huh.
And then there are those sightings which are discounted as made by persons who are determined to be mentally unstable or possessing of schizophrenic or psychotic tendencies.
Where do I fit in here?
Where do you think?
Well, I know what I saw.
All right. You see that I've got it all down accurately. Large, cigar-shaped craft, silver metallic surface, flashing lights.
That's right.
You sure you didn't see anything else on
it? No.
Markings, insignia. Goodyear.
Okay, right in here, Mr. Brower.
You got no grounds to arrest me. I got proof of ownership of every single ounce.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Phil.
How are you? You're in on this, too!
Stop talking crazy.
Barney, this is Philip Brower.
Brower, I'm Captain Miller.
You can't have my gold!
Oh,
your gold, Mr. Brown?
Baloney! Everybody wants it.
Vaughn, he was in the apartment, sitting in the dark with a bunch of gold and stuff, and this shotgun.
Got a permit for this weapon, Mr. Brown?
I don't need a permit. I got gold.
You want to have a seat over here?
Heavy, huh?
Oh, I can handle it.
Gold's one of the heaviest of all precious metals because of the density of its molecular structure.
Fascinating. Sort of a thrill just holding something so valuable.
Oh, yeah. Gold has been one of the most important and influential mineral elements throughout the history of civilization.
Really?
Because you can get a hernia with lead just as easy.
Be careful with that.
Easy, Mr. Brown. Take it. Oh, Joe, you straight with the Air Force?
Well, he's calling in a report to his superior.
Look at it. This gold is our insurance policy for the future.
I don't care about the gold. I want my clothes back.
Mr. Brower, would you have your seat back over there, please?
In 2 years, the world is going to be in chaos. Nations in ruins. Hunger and starvation.
What if maybe it doesn't happen?
Don't be such a pessimist.
Quite mesmerized.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Throughout history, gold has had an almost mystical effect on people, causing sensible people to abandon all societal inhibitions, causing others to lose all self-restraint, act irrationally.
Looks like he got it all. Looks like he didn't leave none for nobody else. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I just put in a call to my division chief. They're going to check a few things. Call me back.
What things?
That coffee looks real good.
Well, help yourself.
Here you go.
How long have you been doing this kind of work?
About 3 years.
Must be relatively interesting.
It's been very entertaining.
What I meant was you probably get to meet a lot of different kind of people.
Not really. They're pretty much the same type.
I'm go outside.
You know, we do get a lot of sightings from peace officers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There was a deputy sheriff down in North Carolina that I talked to last month. He observed a craft that was very similar to the one that Sergeant Wojciechowicz described.
Well, then it's not all that unusual or fantastic.
Then he was beamed aboard, hypnotized, put back down without any clothes on. That didn't happen to you, did it?
Hey, look, Buster, so maybe you think I'm some kind of psycho nutcake, okay, huh? Okay. And everybody thinks this is real funny?
Well, I don't really give a flying.
Okay, Wojo. My eyes are just as good as anyone else's, you know, and I know what I saw. So stick that one in your cap.
What was his rank?
Sergeant.
That's all?
I know how you feel. Wojo not back yet?
No, sir. Afraid he's still unaccounted for.
Maybe he backed off proceeding with the investigation.
Not likely, Captain. Ex-Marine.
Captain?
Yes?
That was the Jersey State Police. They got over a half a dozen calls this morning reporting sightings over Staten Island.
Oh, really?
All the descriptions pretty much the same as Wojo's.
Oh.
Of course, we can't rule out mass hysteria.
Of course.
You mind if I use your phone again?
Sure, you can use this one.
That one?
Well, unless this is top secret.
No, that'll be fine.
Bill, is all your precious gold still there?
Seven, Harriet, I don't understand you. You didn't have to drag me into a police station. If you're unhappy, we could have discussed it.
I could never get your attention. You're always counting.
I'm doing this for you.
Don't do me any favors.
Listen, Harriet, Do you want to have to shove a wheelbarrow full of paper money up to the supermarket to buy one loaf of bread?
I don't mind, as long as you're shoving with me.
What do you want me to do? Get rid of all of this?
No, not all of it, not all. Just some. Just enough so I can buy back my furniture. Come on, Phil.
Well, all right. All right. You win. It's an awful mistake. I'll sell some.
Oh.
I'm back.
I see.
Who's he talking to this time?
Superior. It appears there was a complication.
That's right. Half a dozen other people in Jersey seem to have made the same sighting you did.
Great! Not that it matters that much to me.
There seem to be several corroborating calls coming in, sir. Large cigar-shaped craft, metallic. A what? I can't tell them that. Yes, sir, I understand, but... No. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Goodbye, sir. Well, gentlemen, I believe we've uncovered an explanation for this incident.
We have?
It's been learned from the National Weather Service that last night there was an atmospheric observation craft over the Staten Island area at the time in question. A weather balloon.
A weather balloon?
A weather balloon.
Wasn't no weather balloon.
Let's just try and keep an open mind on this.
Barn? It seems that Mrs. Brower has decided not to press charges.
They've reconciled.
Well, Mr. Brower's going to sell off some of the gold now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I think so.
What about the weapons charge?
Oh, well, I just wrote off, a desk appearance ticket and gave him that spiel. You know, the one you always give about keeping one's perspective?
Well, I'm glad you felt free to use it.
Well, Barn, I mean, that must be in public domain by now.
Captain, I'll be going back to my office to file my report.
We appreciate you coming down, Captain.
It's my job.
And if there are any further developments in this incident, I hope you'll come back and tell us about them.
Of course.
We'd love to see more of you.
Good day, Captain.
Here's my personal check for $225. It's quite good.
Yeah, I trust you. There you go.
You're kidding.
That's a Mexican 50 peso piece, an ounce and a quarter pure gold.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Right. Thank you, Mr. Brown.
It's a start.
It's easy to count.
Come on. Open the door.
I can't. Yes, sir.
Give me a hand with that stuff and put them in the car, send them home.
Yes, sir.
I mean, about a weather balloon. I mean, what a crock.
Keeps people happy.
You know, more and more people are becoming convinced that there is other intelligent life in the universe. And they recognize the possibility that these creatures may have already made exploratory journeys here.
Oh, yeah?
Some also believe that these aliens have already entered our society and at this very moment are living among us.